Research published in the journal Nature today has found that acidification in the Southern Ocean is putting some animals at the base of the food chain at risk. And the researchers warn that this could have ramifications for other species. Sarah Sedgie prepared this report.
The ocean has taken up about one-third of the carbon dioxide emissions from human activities. When this carbon dioxide reacts with seawater, it changes the chemistry of the ocean, increasing its acidity.
In an online film, a group of US scientists explain their latest research into ocean acidification in the Southern Ocean. They're worried about the future of a type of sea snail known as pteropods, a sea creature only about 1 centimetre in size, but important to the food chain. Axel Timmerman is a professor of oceanography at the International Pacific Research Centre at the University of Hawaii.
When we are burning fossil fuels, we are emitting CO2. 30% of that CO2 ends up in the oceans, and then we have some chemical reactions similar to those in our soda cans that change ocean chemistry and that essentially cause ocean acidification. And as a result of ocean acidification, carbonate ions decrease, so the number of carbonate ions decreases in the ocean. And this is pretty bad for calcifying organisms because they need carbonate ions to form their calcium carbonate shells.
The tiny snails need a certain concentration of carbonate ions to form their shells. But this becomes harder as ocean acidification changes the conditions of the water. Already scientists have observed the snails with shells partly dissolved and damaged by acid. This latest study projects that harmful conditions in the water will increase in the future. Claudine Howry is a research assistant professor at the University of Alaska Fairbanks and a postdoctoral fellow at the University of Hawaii.
These events of harmful conditions will become from just sporadic events to like more persistent events.
She says the changes in the Southern Ocean are happening too quickly for the pteropods to adapt.
What we have seen is by 2055, large areas around Antarctica are projected to see these harmful conditions for up to 5 months per year, which means that these organisms will be exposed to these harmful conditions where they will see dissolution of their shells up to like 5 months per year. And then by the end of the century, much of this area is projected to see year-long undersaturation. And I think the most important finding from our study is really that as soon as these harmful conditions set in, it only takes less than 20 years for these conditions to last up to 6 months per year. And that's just a very, very fast change in duration of these harmful events.
Professor Timmerman says there needs to be more research to learn about the consequences.
Already in the next 20 or 30 years, we expect major changes actually in the pteropod abundance around Antarctica, very close to Antarctica, because this is where the background condition of the water is already very prone, very sensitive to an additional decrease in the carbonate ion concentration.
And if these harmful conditions are present for longer in the Southern Ocean each year going forward, what does that mean for the sea creatures and for the food chain as a whole?
Yeah, so in particular, we focus on pteropods because they are maybe the canaries in the coal mine. They are very, very vulnerable, but at the same time, they also provide a pretty large biomass, and they're essentially the base of the food web in the Southern Ocean, or form an important contribution. So with them gone, we will perhaps see changes in the entire ecosystem. How they will unfold is still a big question, because we haven't experienced anything like this.
That's Professor of Oceanography at the University of Hawaii, Axel Timmerman, ending Sarah Sedgie's report.